Love never fails. Part 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. The context of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is love. Not human love, but God's love. Chapter 13 is nestled between chapter 12, which illustrates the workings or demonstrations of the Spirit, the body of Christ, and the church, and chapter 14, where we have the practical application of that teaching set out before us. Chapter 13 is often lifted out of this context and taught as a standalone chapter, which is fine, but our Heavenly Father placed it between chapter 12 and 14 to demonstrate that our motivation for spiritual matters and relationships, both in the body of Christ and the church, should be his unconditional, unearned, spiritual love. The Greek word for love is agape, and has been translated as to regard with favor, irrespective of rights. Unearned love. When we receive the Holy Spirit at the time of the new birth, we receive this spiritual capacity to love others as God loves us, unconditionally. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." There we have it. We have been given this spiritual potential to love others, this fruit of the Spirit. But how do we demonstrate this in the senses world that we live in? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of love of God." His will is laid out in detail in verses 4 to 7 in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He desires us to change our fleshly thoughts and replace them with his perspective on love, to renew our minds. Interestingly enough, our Heavenly Father delays the declaration of his will regarding loving others and instead gives us examples of what occurs when his love, through us, is not the motivation. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels," tongues, "but have not love, I have become a sounding, roaring brass, or a tinkling, clanging cymbal. Though I speak or teach the gospel eloquently, or speak in tongues boldly, if my motivation is not to bless others, I sound like a roaring, hollow, brass receptacle, or a clanging cymbal. All noise, but no substance." Verse 2. "And though I have prophecy," the word gift is in italics and has been added, "so, and though I have prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Though I proclaim great prophecies, understand the mysteries of God, have wonderful knowledge, and have faith to move mountains, if love is not my motivation, if I am not trying to bless others, I am nothing." Verse 3. "And though I bestow all my goods to feed," the poor is an addition to the text, it's in italics, And though I bestow all my goods to feed, and though I give my body to be burned as a sacrifice, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Without love as my motivation, I could give all my possessions to feed those in need. I could even sacrifice myself to save others. But it would benefit me nothing. You know, these verses lead me to a great deal of soul searching. I have to ask myself, what is my motivation for the tasks I undertake for the Lord? Am I really motivated by love? Or am I attempting to promote myself, to magnify my own self-worth to others? If that is the case, it will profit me nothing. There is a belief among some Christians that we must preach the scriptures to the unsaved, no matter what the cost, no matter what it takes. I used to prescribe to that belief, but not anymore. If love is not the motivation, there will be no benefit. We are saved by our Heavenly Father's love and grace, and He desires us to treat anyone we meet along life's path in a similar fashion. These three verses have profound implications for the body of Christ, and they deserve to be meditated upon seriously. With that in mind, we will leave consideration of verses 4 to 7 of 1 Corinthians 13 until the next thought for today. We have been blessed with this ability to love others in everything we do. Our Heavenly Father desires us to love one another fervently with a pure heart. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Can I encourage you to meditate upon these scriptures and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you their true depth, all the while searching for opportunities to bless others? Humbly, I say to you, have a glorious day.